CBS News, I'm Dave Veazer. The federal government hasn't run out of money and been forced to shut down in just under 18 years. That may change early Tuesday morning. The House passed a bill that would keep the government running and would delay the implementation of Obamacare. The Senate and the President said before the vote that any delay on the Affordable Care Act is unacceptable. WTOP reporter Dave McConnell looks at what would happen.
Right now, it looks like 800,000 federal workers could go on unpaid leave, military and national security jobs excepted. But no regular appropriations bills to fund government agencies have gotten out of Congress and have been signed into law by the president. So when existing funding runs out, Social Security checks, Medicare benefits, they could all be affected. We don't know how much because we don't know how long a shutdown would go.
Republicans like California's Daryl Issa blame a potential shutdown on the president.
No one's shutting down the government except the president. The president said he won't negotiate. The Democrats in the Senate said anything except what they want is a non-starter.
Florida Democrat Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
The Republican caucus is desperate to halt the Affordable Care Act because they bet against it, and they came up short. But now they're gambling with our entire economy.
The Senate is not scheduled to return until Monday afternoon, just hours before the midnight deadline. Pakistani police suspect a car bomb killed at least 31 people in the city of Peshawar. Among the dead, 6 children and 2 women. 70 other people were injured. The bomb exploded near a police station just a few hundred yards from the suicide attack that killed 85 people last week. The search is now over for victims of a 5-story building collapse in India Friday. It was the 3rd building collapse in the financial capital of Mumbai. The most recent collapse killed 60 people. Rescuers were able to save 33 from the rubble this weekend. Poor radio communications along with shifting winds led to the death of 19 firefighters in Arizona in June. That is the conclusion of a new forestry report. More from KFYI's Ted Houston.
The executive summary of the report indicates no negligence or recklessness on the part of the firefighters. It does say they were out of radio contact for over 30 minutes, and it's not known why they moved from an already burned area that was relatively safe to a green area near a ranch that was their designated safety zone. It was during that move that the fire changed directions and overtook them. Ted Houston for CBS News, Prescott, Arizona.
It rains in Seattle a lot, but the storm hitting the northwest right now is intense. Cairo TV reporter Debbie Horn talked with a woman who saw the water rising quickly.
Outside LaDonna Brindis' Kent apartments, the rain turned James Street into a little lake.
I really wish they wouldn't go through because it creates wakes that could come up and come over.
This street has a history of flooding, she said. A creek that feeds off the Green River is nearby. But the city did work that kept the water at bay for years until now.
Is it affecting you at all?
It hasn't so far, but if this doesn't go down, it's going to come up over.
This is CBS News.